mean, at least you get up.
Ladies right. and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tex Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
What up, Steve?
Not much. Good to see you, my friend.
You too, man.
Back from a mini vacation.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not you. Me.
Yeah. I was here.
Yeah, I was home. Still getting up at like 5 in the morning.
What does Steve Miggs do on a day off?
On a day off. Okay, we could run really quick through that. Wake up, you know, I'd say anywhere between 5 and 6 a.m.
Right.
Sometimes, like, if it's closer to 6, I notice my wife is a little bit more impatient. She's like, all right, I need you up and ramped up and ready to go by the time. Because Tatum wakes up around 6:30.
Okay.
So, Sid will, like, throw Lulu on me or, you know, be a little bit louder. I don't know. Maybe she'll, like, play, like, some music. In the. No, I'm kidding about that part. But I usually get up, eat some breakfast, do a little of that yoga stretch.
All right.
Trying to loosen up that back a little bit. By that point, Tatum's waking up. I share my breakfast with her.
My sister-in-law apparently is big on the same yoga stretches.
Oh, on yoga with Adrian?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah.
Dude, I jacked my back the other day, and I was like, ooh, I haven't tweaked it this way in a long time. It like was like a muscle pull. Today, it's like almost back to normal again. And
nice.
After doing it for 2 days straight. It's the best. Yeah. So Tatum and Lulu both like bananas. It's very odd. That
I love bananas.
I do too. A dog that's obsessed with bananas is kind of funny.
All right.
So the two of them, usually I have to eat my breakfast on the floor, on the coffee table, so that I have one on one side, one on the other, asking for little bites of bananas. So I chop up little pieces of bananas and I feed Lulu, feed Tatum, feed Lulu, feed Tatum. Tatum's got a new word that she says all the time when you're eating or drinking, and it's her attempt at saying please, but all she goes is peeth.
Peeth?
Yeah, so it's like, peeth? Peeth?
It's Shannon like, Sharp asking for peas. Peeth? Peeth?
Shannon Sharp and Mike Tyson at Thanksgiving. Pet the peeth? And so, it's like, it's so cute, and it's like, wow, she's actually doing something that's like matters. That's,
yeah.
So you don't want to like say no, and she's doing the right thing, so you're constantly giving her little pieces of banana. Have my breakfast. Sid then goes off and does like some kind of like training stuff, workout, jog, whatever she can do. Like gets out of the house for like an hour. So then it's just me, Lulu, and Tatum. We'll watch Universal Kids. You got Mighty Mike. I have that on DVR because they changed the time schedule. So now it's like a dinosaur cartoon on in the mornings, which is more not really Tatum centric. She's okay with it, but it's not like it's...
Yeah, it's not the one she wants.
No. So I put Mighty Mike on until 8 o'clock, then Masha and the Bear's on, and we're good to go.
All right.
We play with some of her toys. I follow her around. She climbs up the stairs. She climbs down the stairs. She climbs up the stairs. She climbs down the stairs. I'm just constantly on the go. Although I did realize at one point she was playing with one of her toys. I'd lay down to stretch, and it was the cutest thing. So as I'm laying down to stretch, I'm doing like this thing where I'm moving my hips, and I go, oh. I look over at her. She's laying down, and I hear her go, ah, she had no idea what I was doing, but she heard me make sounds while I'm laying down, so she was doing it too. It was awesome.
All right.
And then Sid gets home, and then I'll go hit the gym. Get the hell out of the house for, depending on how my day is, anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. Sometimes it's like, did you get lost at the gym? But usually around when I'm going to the gym, she's putting Tatum down for a nap, so I'm not like leaving her out to dry.
No.
Yeah, so, and then lunchtime. And after that, if the weather's nice, we go for a walk. That's all kind right. of like our thing. Then dinner time and then bath time for me. No, for Tatum. And we get her into bed by like 6:30-ish, which gives us about, by the time we've done 7 o'clock, that gives us a good like hour and a half of mom dad time to watch TV.
All right.
And usually Sid's passed out by like 7:45. So I give Steve 45 minutes of uninterrupted wrestling watch.
Nice.
Sometimes an hour if I want to stay up late. So that's my day.
Yeah. Man, that is completely different than I do on a day off.
Yeah. What do you watch SportsCenter and get stoned?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, generally if I have...
Why do we do that, too?
Yeah, generally if I have days off, like, I'm usually... Well, I used to be on vacation somewhere, so there's stuff to do. But, like, coming up, I got, like, a Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm going to get up, might go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
and then, like... Trying to, like, you've been with me on a Monday off. Usually I'd hit up you or like Taryn and be
right.
like, hey, I got Monday off. Want to have lunch at 11? Get a beer?
Yes.
Get home, take a little nap,
yep.
get up, make some dinner.
Yeah, with the kid, honestly, I feel like I'm more on the go on my day off than I am here at work.
That's crazy.
Especially now with the kid. Like, Like, work is almost like vacation because, you know, I'm just here doing what we do, but I'm not responsible for the life of this child. Like, I can't be, your head's on a swivel all the time with this kid, putting things in her mouth. Or, you know what I mean? You got this, the fear of the everything.
Yeah, now I'm trying to rack my brain. I'm trying to think around Christmas. I had some days off. I went to like the market and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was like, I bet Steve's days off are just completely different than mine.
It's just very structured.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, okay, I got this window of time to get to the gym. I got this window of time to do this, that, and the other thing. If we have got some errands to run, I got to weasel that into there somewhere. It's too much, Ted. Days off are not what they used to be.
I got a big day Saturday.
What's going on Saturday?
Nothing. I just got to do like some spring cleaning. And I was a moron and cooked something in my oven, like not in a pan.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, I'll just cook it on the rack. Didn't think about the grease dripping off it.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I got to scrub the crap out of my oven.
Oh.
I know. Just like drunken Ted. What were you thinking?
Cleaning the oven's the worst.
Yeah, and people are like, well, it's a self-clean onion oven. It's like, yeah, if I want the fire alarm to go off, because I forgot about it and tried to cook something in there the other day, and it was like, I was like, what is all this smoke? And I was like, that's right. You try to cook a turkey kielbasa in here without putting it on foil.
Dude, the self-clean oven thing is a sham.
Yes!
Like, do not mess with that. It takes forever.
And it's just burning it off.
Right, and I did not know this until I saw one of my old high school friends, or actually childhood friends, post this on their Facebook page several years ago as a PSA to everyone saying, hey, if you have birds or small animals, don't use the self-clean oven feature on your oven because it will kill them.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Apparently killed all of her birds.
Oh, because the house was all full of smoke?
Or chemicals? I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. I didn't bother to do any more research other than if it happened to one of my friends, I don't want to be the second one. So like when Sid brought it up once, I'm like, we have a little dog. I'm sure it's fine, but I don't even want to risk it. Like, we're not using the self-clean oven ever.
Yeah. That's right. So that's what I'm like, it's this big day Saturday. Mm-hmm. I got something Sunday morning. So I'm like, damn it. I'm going to have to get on my hands and knees like Cinderella and scrub this bitch.
Yeah.
Then I got to scrub out my tub too.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
Chore city.
I know. I mean, you've been to my place. It's small. This will take all of probably 2-3 hour stops. But I was like, Jesus, man.
You want to trade places?
No. I will easily take that every day of the week, Steve.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Sometimes you got to do stuff. Whether it's cleaning or whatever.
I should have known this was going to be the TED Talk.
I know. I didn't mean to get
clean
into that.
Clean your oven.
Clean your damn oven. And use a cookie sheet or a tin of foil at least. Jesus. I would also tell people, like, get out. Like, obviously you want to get out and do stuff safely where you're allowed to. But, man, I haven't even thought about, like, just the mental aspect of kind of being, like, stuck at home. And then it's easy to get kind of used to just kind of being at home. And it's like, wait a minute. That's not how we live. We go out and do stuff.
Yeah. No, absolutely, man. Just walking around, like, you find, like, you're just happy to see other human beings.
Yeah. That, take people up on their offers. I did it last weekend, you know, MCTP. He's got the golf simulator out at his... This thing is awesome. See, his dad put it in like a year ago.
Is it like Top Golf?
It is. It is, Steve.
Wow.
See, he's been asking me to come over and, you know, because I've seen Matt a couple times. He's kind of in my bubble.
Yeah.
But I never went. So then Saturday morning, got up, went over. We had a blast. Mm-hmm. Watched the Maryland game after that. Got some barbecue at Sands. I was like, yeah, just take people up on their offer sometimes. Or somebody says, hey, come over. We're going to do a cookout in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, go over.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right?
Right. Well, it hurts if they have COVID.
If they have COVID, right. Do everything. I'm saying get out. Do it safely.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, slowly as we reemerge, remember, like, yeah, we're humans. We like to see other humans.
Absolutely, man. No, it's like, I cannot. Like, a few of us, like, via, like, Facebook Messenger or group text. It's like, you know, I finally got to see our boy Munson and Jay.
Nice.
We went and had lunch at Trapper's. Now we could eat indoors again and do that kind of stuff. It's... Oh, man. Not only did I miss Munson and Jay, but I might have missed Trapper's even more. Like, dude, we were just... Granted, you can't do all you can eat, but we did a lot of damage.
Yeah.
It was like a couple $100 of just sushi. Like,
no kidding.
After, not each, but nice. Total when we split it all up. But like, it was just more rolls after more rolls. And we even asked them, like, hey, is it on the menu still, but can we get the Tatum roll? And it wasn't still on the menu, but they remembered how to make it. So they made us the Tatum roll, which was pretty damn sweet. That was a nice little gift from Trapper when we had our child.
All right, serious question.
Yes.
Were the boys on Coors Light, or are they still drinking their seltzer waters?
They were on Sapporo's.
Sushi.
Well, and also they were out of Coors Light at Trapper's.
I respect that. You know, sometimes I go Kieran.
If I could pull it up, I would. But as I'm driving to go see him, Munch just texts and it just says, they're out of Coors Light. And I almost said, well, turning around, not going to see you. Meanwhile, I didn't even have one. I just had diet soda.
Yeah, so. I know. Well, that's why I didn't ask what you drink, Steve.
Yeah, I was just like, even they were like, I'm like, this whole kid thing, man, it's making me responsible. It's weird.
Yeah.
Even one beer. I'm like, I don't want to go home with one beer in me. I need to be 100% all the time.
That's good.
It is. It is. Yeah. I know. It's not. It's better than some of my friends that are sharing stories with me in the past when Sid was pregnant. Some of the boys in the locker room are like, oh, there was this one time we went to the bar and we just left our kids in the car. And cool. I forgot all about them. And all of a sudden my wife calls and she's like, where are you guys at? And he's like, what do you mean? Us guys? And she's like, where are you right now? And he says that I'm at this bar. And she's like, where are our children? And he's like, I just ran in for a quick second to get something. And I'm going right back out to get them, forgetting like they were just hanging out, playing video games in the car for like an hour.
The biggest one I hear, if people are just like, man, hangovers just aren't the same because kids just don't care.
No.
It's just a normal Sunday morning to them.
Dude, it's like, you know, like I said, I pulled my back. And it was like a little bit of a struggle to lean down to pick her up and stuff. You know, I'm trying to rationalize with a child that has like maybe three words in her arsenal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, dad's back hurts. Can we not move around so much? And she doesn't care.
No.
No. She's like, follow me around. If not, I might fall off of something.
That's awesome.
Oh, dude, you know, I thought of this. I have this audio clip, if I can remember where it is. Maybe I didn't even put it in here. That sucks. Sorry about that.
What was it of?
Well, I was just thinking about, there it is. TED Talks. And I came across a video of a guy that I haven't even thought of in forever, just because over the course of life, you just kind of lose track of people, right?
Steve, were you angry this morning? Looks like you crumpled that paper up.
I did. I wasn't angry, Dad. I ate my fruit snacks on it. And then I thought...
But just, people didn't understand. Like, I am the messy one of the two of us. Steve's really got everything in a vanilla folder and this and that. But this paper clearly has been crumpled up and thrown away and picked back up. That sounds like, what did you yell at somebody? No. Just like, tired of this earth!
Vicky's dad, Juan, he knows I love those little fruit snacks, the Welch's fruit snacks. So he must have went to Costco and bought me a big ass box of 90 packs of them.
Nice.
So it's in the office if you ever feel like having a fruit snack. So I'm sitting.
I know it's over there.
Oh, okay, good. So I'm just sitting at my
desk.
By
the way, I'm still not happy with the chicken.
Which one?
Your chicken.
What about?
Well, they're in self-containers.
Oh, you can't dip into them now.
I can't steal a piece and be like, hey, well, notice a piece.
I need to pick you up a thing of those chickens. I think you'll like them.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just leave like a community chicken in there. I'll open them all up, put them in a bag for you.
It's a community chicken if you're the only one bringing it, but I'm eating it.
I don't know.
Now you're just bringing lunch for me.
There's like six people that work here. I feel like it kind of is then. So, I mean, yeah, sometimes I don't want to pull out a plate or a napkin, so I just put my food, instead of putting it on the dirty desk, I just put it on a piece of paper, and I'm eating my fruit snacks, right? Well, I'm done, so just instinctually, I crumbled up the paper through it, and I'm like, wait a second, I think that was something I wanted for the MegaCast, and I uncrumbled it, and sure as S, it was.
I like that you put your fruit snacks out on like a plate.
Yeah!
I like to do the game of you just dump a couple out. Then one more. Then it's like, oh, Christ, I'm getting to the end of the bag. How many's left? Be one more in there.
See, I like knowing which ones. I want to know which.
I want the emotional roller coaster of the fruit snack.
This is clearly showing you and I and our differences. I like to know what I've got to work with so I can adequately plan which is going to be my last fruit snack.
Oh, which color?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just rolling the dice, hoping for a grape.
See, I love grape, but the texture of the grape and the fruit snacks is too stiff.
Hmm.
So I like the, I don't even know what flavor it is, but it's kind of like a peachy looking color. So maybe it's peach. I like that one because it's squishy. Because usually grape is my go-to.
Yeah.
And there are times, I don't know what it is, like the unicorn bag. Sometimes you get that bag where the grape is squishy. And those are the best.
That's a day, boys.
Oh, boy. You might as well not go to work. Just chalk it up to be a day with you and those fruit snacks. So anyways, there's this guy.
God damn it.
His name is Jack Duracos, or Duracos. Duracos. He used to be in a band called Severna Park, which if you were around in the Seattle music scene back in the early 2000s, you might remember them. They were super fun, really awesome band. But then they just kind of disappeared.
Are they from Maryland?
Yes.
Severna Park.
I think Jack is. I'm not sure if all the members were, but I believe Jack was from Maryland, came to Seattle because he fell in love with the music scene. And then went off to LA to do acting and other music stuff. And
yeah, I think I have a cousin who lives in Severna Park.
Yeah, so that's the name of the band. That's kind of funny. I forgot that it was actually a Maryland relate. So they were like one of my favorite bands my old band would play with and just a great band to watch. Well, he put up a video on YouTube called My Life in the Seattle Grunge Music Scene. And it's a kind of a fun little piece of like his experience in the Seattle music scene. But then it also talked about something that I was like, wow, that's kind of a heavy thing. And I thought it was an interesting thing because it just makes me think of like the TED Talks and just things that could kind of inspire people. He was just talking about how he kind of packed up and left for a girl and went to LA. They didn't work out, but like he gave up on everything that he was loving here in Seattle so he could try things in LA. He doesn't regret it, but he also looks back on like, oh, I wish in a way he's nostalgic for some of the fun times that were once Seattle. Because it was a really fun time to be in a music in a band around that time.
Yeah.
Granted, it wasn't grunge like Nirvana, Alice in Chains and all that, but it was a fun, you know, time just for music, you know, alt rock and pop punk, and it was just a good time. And
yeah.
Great clubs to play at, like Sit and Spin and the Crocodile and other clubs along those lines. It was just it was a blast. But he talked about something just about like, you know, not quitting on your dreams, and he explained why. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty good reason why. Even if your dreams aren't going to be like beneficial financially or, you know, whatever, but you should still do the things that you love to do because otherwise you're going to regret it.
Right.
And the way that he described it, that was really cool.
If I was to give any advice to anyone out there who wants to pursue any sort of career in music at all, don't quit. Don't quit. And that's for two reasons. One, of course, you know, quitting is you're not going to accomplish it because you're going to put an end. You're going to put the brakes on it, and that can cause pain as well. But for another more important and insidious reason is that your dreams are going to follow you wherever you go. They're going to find you. They're going to circle the wagons, and they're going to come back. And your dreams are going to come back, and they're going to find you, and they're going to knock on that door again, and they're going to say, "Hey, man, you forgot about us, and we're back." That's an important thing to remember.
Yeah. So, Ted, it's time for you and I to fulfill our dreams of becoming exotic male dancers. We've talked about it for so long.
Let's do it.
It's time. Let's start our own club called Zippers.
Zippers.
Zippers. I don't know why. I've always thought that would be the best name. I think it was a gay bar in New Jersey once. I drove by to go see Weezer play, and it was a gay bar called Zippers. And I was like, greatest name ever.
Did you ever ride the Zipper? I gave up on that dream. It always scared me at the fair.
That's scary as F.
I swear to God, I never went on the Zipper.
There's not a chance in hell I'll ever go on the Zipper.
Yeah.
They have it at the Washington State Fair. At least they used to.
I think they have the Zipper at every state fair.
Because the Zipper is the one that's kind of like, it's like a loose cabin. Like, it's kind of held up.
It's like
up
they strap you in there, and it's like you're kind of sitting, but you're standing. And then, yeah, it goes, like, the whole thing goes around.
But it, like, doesn't, like, feel like it's very safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's, like, flipping all around.
No.
Yeah. I was like,
chance.
I'm good on that.
F that.
Zippers.
But that was true. Like, it's like, no matter where you go, that dream's still going to be there.
Yep. Sorry. I'm focused on Zippers now.
It's okay.
Can we call our bar the Flies Down?
Happy hour at the Flies Down. I like it. Oh, so like a bar, kind of like Kittens in the Doghouse.
Correct. You know, we could just open a strip club, not in the state of Washington, where we can serve booze. But that's right. Jeez, man. See how quickly that happens, Steve?
But you're right.
I didn't even know that was our dream till 2 minutes ago.
You know, me neither, actually. But you're right. It's such a crappy time to be a stripper. Or a strip club, because some of them are opening up again. I saw Red the Stripper. She posted on her Instagram that she's at Kittens. But, like, thankfully you have the Doghouse if you want to go there to get a drink. But, like, really, what's the point of a strip club right now? There's no touch.
Right. And, I mean, let's just be honest. Portland's just more fun.
It's so much better.
Like, it's the Washington ones. Like, after a while, it's like, all right, I'm just being a creep. But like in Portland and most major cities, it's like, yeah, I'm having drinks.
Right.
We're hanging out.
I'm at a bar.
Yeah.
That also happens to have strippers.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
They serve good meals. Their drinks are cheaper.
Yes.
And there's
I mean, I'm just thinking about the A-Crop, but like, right, talking 32-ounce light beers. There's a little TV with sports on, and there's a girl dancing on stage. Like, I steak bites. What else do I need?
And, you know, honestly, like, if you think about it, in the grand, I mean, you should be with someone that you can just trust no matter what. But, like, if you're, like, someone that's, I don't trust you going to a strip club, it's like, well, it's far more dangerous if you're going to have your significant other go to just a club or a bar.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, these girls, their goal is just to get the guy's
money. Get money. Yeah.
Right. Or entertain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's very minimal risk in that sense.
Yeah.
So, no,
dude,
like,
I'm with you.
If I was a chick, I'd be like, go to the A-Crop all you want. I'd rather you go there than, like, you know, like Zippers, that's not a good example.
What's the last time you've been to a nightclub?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think maybe me and Will went into one in Denver a couple years ago when we were down there.
I can't even remember the last one.
Yeah, and Seattle's not really a big, like, nightclub town.
No, so I think it's like, maybe that Ibiza place? You remember that place?
Jeez, I don't even...
It was like Soto area back in the Chad Eaton days.
All right. Yeah, I mean, right? Like,
because I remember one time being wasted and convincing, they had like a DJ, but he also had a bongo player. And I convinced the bongo player to let me play bongos.
Oh.
It helped that I had Chad Eaton like right next to me.
I was not there that night, but I heard about it.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome. Chad was like, he had all these videos of me just, I didn't remember until the next time we hung out. He goes, you remember this? And he pulls it out. I'm like, and I'm losing my mind playing the bongos at some freaking like wannabe Miami hot nightclub. I was like, oh yeah, I did do that. And I remember that was, when we were coming back from, it was an old girlfriend. I remember lying because I was just so miserable in that relationship and I didn't want to go home.
All right.
So I said we got stuck in like whatever town we were in. Like it was like a radio convention maybe. And I'm like, oh yeah, we're not going to be flying back until the next day because I knew everyone was going out to Ibiza.
All right.
So I still flew in, just met up with those guys and just partied all night with them and then came home the next day. Just so I can.
I respect that.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to go home. It was like towards the end of the relationship. It was not going well. And I was like, I'm not passing up this opportunity. I'm so glad I didn't, because then I wouldn't have had my opportunity to play bongos at Ibiza nightclub.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, how many people can say they've done that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess Pioneer Square has nightclubs, but I feel like we used to go, but man, yeah, I was just thinking about that. It just depends on where you live. Because some places that people go to clubs, I'm just like, I don't know if I have a huge desire to go to a nightclub.
I couldn't even imagine doing that. Like, even like, not even just like, I mean, I, you know, if like you and I were going out and you're like, hey, man, can you bring like some nice shoes and a shirt? Because I'm thinking about we should go hit a nightclub. I'd be like, no. Why? Why can't I just wear flip-flops?
Yeah, right. Like,
shorts.
I'll go to Burning Man and see massive DJs at these stages outside at nighttime, which is like a massive nightclub.
Yeah, but it's different.
It's different, right? Or like you go to a festival, I'm like, that's different.
Yeah, but to actually go into like a bar, pay like super overpriced drinks, have to wear like, you know, your fanciest Macy's button-up shirt. That one's me. Me, I'm balling. I got my American Rag shirt on.
Yeah, man. I feel you.
$29.99 at Macy's, guys. It's got the snap-on buttons.
Oh, man.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, I'm curious what's going on in the world of sports with you. I have a sports story, Ted, and it involves hockey.
All right.
And it's a good one.
Good.
It involves bad words, too.
Ooh.
Yes.
I think that guy might have gotten fired.
Spoiler alert, are correct.
Damn it.
No, it's fine.
Steve, I'm all my hockey.
I love it. I can't get quick ones over on you anymore.
No, that 5-hole is closed, brother.
Shut shut down. It's like you and Stephen A. Smith, all of a sudden hockey fans.
Well, yeah, Smiths do everything together.
It's a family thing.
Yeah, man.
You see him rocking the Kraken shirt?
I had no idea he's into hockey.
He's not.
Oh.
But like, now that ESPN's got hockey, he gave like a top five things that Stephen A. Smith knows about hockey, and it's kind of fun. But one of the things he's like, I love the Kraken. I love their name. It's a mythical octopus. And you know how Stephen A. Smith is.
Yeah.
Well, the Kraken caught wind of that, and they sent him Like a Kraken, like fancy pullover sweater shirt.
All right.
And so he was just wearing it on SportsCenter the other day.
Nice.
And he was like, I love the Kraken kind of thing. I was like, this is awesome. We've got an advocate.
The Smiths.
Love the Kraken. All right, the Mega Cast will come back. We'll talk about the world of sports, maybe yes. some Kraken talk. I don't know what else, but we'll figure it out.
We got some exciting stuff coming up this weekend, Steve.
Oh, do we?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I can't wait to find out.
The Mega Cast will be back. I have to do a stupid Zoom call with Siri and Alexa. I hate those bitches.
Unemployment, rent and mortgage payments, healthcare costs, and putting food on the table. These are difficult times trying to survive during the pandemic, and that can only mean one thing. Betting on March Madness. Yes, legalized sports betting is booming, and this is your big chance to finally get out of debt. So join the 47 million other suckers and waste your remaining dollars on the possibility of beating the Vegas odds. Good luck.
Both of these guys should be wearing a mask. Not because of the coronavirus, but because I am sick of their faces. The MegaCast is back.
Oh my gosh, we've become old men.
Yeah, for sure.
We just spent the commercial break talking about our favorite types of rice cakes. I was telling Ted how Sid hooks it up sometimes for a little snack in the middle of the day. So they'll add on to my what I do in my time at home. She'll get the chocolate rice cakes and smear peanut butter on it, chop up some bananas, put it on there. I can do that every day.
I found a brand last night I hadn't heard of, Buffalo Ranch.
I would love to try that.
Yeah, man. I mean, they were good enough where I may or may not have gotten to the point where I was just licking them and then eating the rice cake.
Because you like the seasoning on it. I've done that.
Right? Like, what part of the flavor? Do I want just flavor, then the rice cake? Well, two I'll eat like this.
Rice cakes are such an underrated treat.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. That and I've been on this one since the pandemic started. Veggie straws.
You know who loves those?
Who?
They're not the ranch ones, just the regular. Like, they're the ones that look like they're like the veggie, like they look like French fries, like the potato chip ones. Tatum loves those.
So every time I bring it up, people with kids are like, oh yeah, my kid used to eat those.
She just grabs them and holds it and
yeah. So my buddy Will, like when we were doing a lot more Zooms because of the pandemic, he would get like the pack that's just like the 100 calorie bags. I was like, what are those? And he's like, my kids eat them, but it's just like a snack.
They're so good.
And then I started buying them. I mean, every time I go to the store, I get a bag of them.
They are amazing. I know. Like, that's one of the few like snacks that we have in our house.
Yeah.
You know, like, that are like that and some popcorn, you know, like things like that. But those are the ones where it's like every once in a while, just open up the bag and grab a handful and I'm good.
Yeah.
They're so good. They highly recommend.
Yeah, they have like the regular, like lightly salted.
That's the one we usually get.
Yeah, the cheddar cheese and the ranch. But I'm telling you, those ranch ones are fire.
All right, I got to try the ranch.
Yeah. Well, get the little variety pack because it has all three. And each bag's only 100 calories, Steve.
What do you think about some of my snacks?
Damn it.
Have you ever had the seaweed snacks?
All right. I have tried them. I will try them again. They just don't cut it for me.
They're weird, but I love them.
I go back and forth with the seaweed salad, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I get sushi now, I always get one. But then, like, every, like, fourth or fifth time, I'm like, I don't want to eat this seaweed.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm hit or miss on the seaweed salad as well. It depends on certain places. I like that cucumber salad thing, whatever that is. I don't even know what.
I got to try that one.
That one's really good. But man, I like that. They're like just like little squares of seaweed.
Yeah.
And you just shove it in your mouth and eat it. It's like barely any, it's like the whole thing is like 100 calories. So you don't feel like terrible about it, like scarfing these things down.
Yeah. Trust me. My Instagram is full of that stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it knows what I'm buying. So it's always like, have you tried these? They're just chicken skin or chicken or something. So it's got this much protein or whatever. Like,
Do we
snack culture? It's good. I'm glad we're getting ahead.
Right. But it's still like after a while, you're like, okay, thanks. Thanks for targeting me. We were watching Shark Tank, and they had like an Oregon-based company, and they did a beef jerky, but it wasn't really. They had all the panel of the Shark Tanker guys and girls eat it, and they're like, oh, this is good. It's like no meat in it. It's totally vegan. It was a mushroom.
All right.
And I was like, it's like called Raids or something like that. So we were like trying to find it online, sold out, because, you know, it's amazing what Shark Tank does for a company.
Yeah.
You know, we're not the only idiots that are like, I want to try it now that I saw it on the TV. Finally, we're at like Whole Foods. We find a bag of them. I'm like, that's the stuff from Shark Tank. And it's like, awesome. Let's get it. It's like $8 for this.
The healthy snacks are not cheap.
Right?
Yeah.
So we paid the $8 because we were like desperate to try it. Not worth $8. Like,
yeah.
Even tonight, I'm like, if this was a $4 bag, I would get it frequently.
Yeah, that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny, too, because it's like, I don't care who you are, how big health conscious you are. Like, people snack.
Yes. I love, like, even yesterday, I'm like, I just craving a chocolate chip cookie. I just like, I love having snacks.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
All day. Baby can get anything she wants. She wants to say, oh, she has to say it's peas.
Peas.
All right. I don't get to say peas. I got nothing.
I got nothing here.
Right. I was like, can I have a cookie? She's like, no, you already had your cookie. I'm like, peas? She's like, it doesn't work on me. Although, this was awesome. Last night at dinner, Tatum just ripped a real hearty fart.
Nice.
Like a kind of thing. And then she just goes, whoa. And I could not stop. I was like, whoa. Like, I don't think she meant it because of the fart. But
yeah.
I was like, if she does that from now on, I will never stop laughing. And Sid and I were just in tears, cracking up. But then Sid's just like, and I'm like, I'm going to do that now. She's like, it's not going to be as funny if you do. Like,
no.
Yeah, that's great.
And you can't even tell if it stinks.
No, not at all. Although Tatum has a new thing that she likes to do. She likes to, like, when Sid's stretched or bent over, she'll, like, pat on Sid's back and laugh, and we're both laughing. And then she comes running over at me, and I'm like, oh, what's Tatum going to do to me? I'm like, is she going to pat my back? So I'm smiling, and I'm waiting. She comes running over to me, takes her hand, just smacks me in the head.
Let me see that bald head.
Right. The top of my head just gives it a good smack. I could not stop laughing, which was a terrible idea because that just encouraged her more. So she's now doing laps around the house, comes around, smacks me in the head, goes off again. Well, my wife and I are just cracking up the entire time.
Yeah, this is practice for Duck Duck Goose.
Yes, pretty much. Although we've learned you got to be very careful in the things that you laugh at. Like, I came home and Sid was just like struggling not to laugh, and I'm like, what's so funny? She's like, I can't show her that I'm laughing because it's just not something I want to encourage. I was like, well, what's going on? So Tatum's got like this little like couch chair, but
all right,
it's just a little small little like white fluffy chair that she has in the living room, and she'll sit on it when she's eating her snacks or watching her cartoons. She likes it. It makes her feel like a big girl. Well, anyways, she likes to also stand on it. So she was standing on it, but this chair is also, it's like it's made to look like a unicorn in a sense.
All right.
So it's got a unicorn horn at the top of the back of the chair.
All right.
So I mean, I'll see if I have a picture because I think it'll help you just to kind of like help describe it. But it's a small chair, but it's just kind of a cute little setup where she just sits on this thing, and I believe I have a picture of it. I just passed it. I suck. Okay, here you go. So you'll see like. It's a little white chair.
Oh, yeah.
It's got like a little unicorn horn popping out from the back, and it's got the unicorn face on the back of the chair.
Right. So, the back of it is the face. The unicorn horn is right dead center on the back cushion.
Yes.
All right.
So she's standing on the cushion, and as she's standing on it, she leans down and puts her mouth on the horn and starts palming up and down, like, on the horn. And so Sid's like, it's the funniest thing, but you do not want to encourage. And I came home, she's telling me this. I'm like, you better not have laughed while she was doing this. She's like, no, I didn't. I've been waiting to talk to you about it because it was so funny, but I couldn't show how funny that was. I'm like, yeah, we do not need this to be a repeat thing. Like, this is one thing where I don't care how funny it looks like as a kid. We do not need to have family over. And all of a sudden, she walks over to that thing and just starts doing that to it.
Yeah, I mean, oof. The other one's going to be cursing.
Yep.
And when they get to a certain age, like, she'll try to call you by your first name, which I'm the worst friend or relative to have. People are like, don't laugh. They're not supposed to. I was like, they don't even know what the curse word means, but they keep saying it.
It's that's
kind of funny.
Not so hard for Sid because she doesn't curse much.
Yeah.
At worst, she'll say the S word, and it's very rare. Whereas, you know, me, if I'm on the phone with you, there's a couple words that fly out of my mouth that I got to be more careful about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
They're impressionable little things.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever called my parents by their real name. I never say, Bill, hey, Roseanne.
No, I think there's just an age at like around 5 or 6, they kind of figure out that that's your, and they'll try it.
Yeah.
But it's always one of those, like, don't laugh at it, don't encourage it. Like, I'm trying not to, but it is kind of funny that small child is calling you by your first name.
Hey, Ted.
Right.
Yeah, if Tatum all of a sudden goes, hey, Steve, how's it going? I'll be like, what are you doing?
Like, what is this?
Right, here's a new word. What the F? Before we get to the sports thing, I actually had an out loud what the F moment, and I felt awful because I didn't mean it. But it was like I was just finished getting my taxes done.
All right.
So I'm all like feeling pretty good. I'm like, you know what? I got a bunch of stuff to do, but I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to treat myself to 4-piece chicken nuggets from Burger King.
You're a wild man.
I know. I pull up. Glowing. Like, I get the 4-piece chicken tenders. They correct me, like, sir, we don't have tenders. We have nuggets. I was like, oh, my bad. Sorry about that. I'm thinking clearly. I have 4-piece nuggets. Like, what sauce? Like, sweet and sour? Sir, we're out of sweet and sour. I go, what the F? And I'm sorry. She starts laughing. I'm like, I just am not used to that happening.
No. It's a fast food. By the way, good call on sweet and sour. I always go sweet and sour. Or Polynesian if you're at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, which I learned with you, because I wanted the sweet and sour. And like, we don't have sweet and sour. And I was like, I don't know what to say at this point. And you're like, just order the Polynesian. It's the same thing. So what would you get if you're out of sweet and sour? What's your next?
What place am I at?
We're at Burger King.
Probably just barbecue.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was that or honey mustard.
I was going to say I like honey mustard, but honey mustard, it depends on the place.
Yeah. Also good at McDonald's is their buffalo hot sauce one.
Well, here's the other thing. Kids today don't understand. When Steve and I were coming up, when you went to McDonald's, you got like, they're sweet and sour, by the way, still one of the best in the game. But there was sweet and sour barbecue. And was
ranch?
There like, I don't think they had ranch. Was there like a hot mustard?
Hot mustard, you're right.
But there was only like 3 choices, yes. Right, or ketchup. But as a kid, it's like you're going sweet and sour every time.
So nowadays, when I talk to people about this, it always throws me off when someone says that sweet and sour is not the best dipping sauce.
Yeah, well, they can go burn in hell.
That's what I think. Like, I'm like, we're having I'm like, we're on our show, and I'm like, am I the only one that thinks sweet and sour is the best? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I like this, I like that, I like this. It's not bad. I'm like, not. It's the dominant dipping sauce. Like,
yeah, Chick-fil-A is famous for their Chick-fil-A sauce. I can almost tell you I've never had it.
I don't even know what it tastes like.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
No, Polynesian's the way to go.
Right? Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
It works.
They got a new flavor. Is it the mint chocolate?
Oh, I saw that.
Chip one, I think?
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yeah, it's green. They always put it out around St. Pat's.
I think I've had it at your house. I think that was my first foray into Smith Family Popcorn. Maybe not.
I don't think I've ever had it in my house.
You had something, that Oreo cookie one.
Oh, yeah, the cookies and cream.
My bad.
That one's delicious.
That one's amazing. I have not had the mint chocolate chip one yet.
Well, Easter traditionally was always when I got the Easter popcorn tin. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's big around Christmas, but Easter was the big one. I got to order some, though.
Yes.
Actually, I called our sponsor today. I didn't get an answer, Patrick.
Come on, Patrick. Call him back.
You know I'm pissed when I use his full name.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be Pat again when I get some popcorn.
Yeah, I'll remove that trick.
Maybe I'll just walk down to Cobb's.
Oh, now that's an East Coast, West Coast war.
All right, let's see, Steve. Obviously, the NCAA tournament is going on. Mm-hmm. Chaos.
I have no idea what's happened so far. Gonzaga's still in.
Gonzaga's in. Gonzaga's the, well, maybe Baylor too, but Gonzaga's the only top seed that looks like a real team.
Mm-hmm. And there's like some guy that's like sweeping the nation right now because he doesn't look like he's like an athletic looking dude, but he's crushing it.
Oh, you know what? The guy from Loyola, Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a sweet stash.
He has a mustache. He looks like he's like a firefighter.
Yeah. Yeah. He made a steal on Sunday against Illinois, who they took out, and they were like, he's just so smart in basketball terms. Like, I don't want to call him athletic. Like, call him athletic. He's athletic. He's just not, like, shredded. Like,
right. He's playing in the biggest college basketball tournament.
Right.
And he's doing well. He's clearly an athlete.
Right. It's not like he's just posting up people. Like, he made a steal. Like, we could call that an athletic right. play.
It's not like he's the fat kid that's been put in between the pipes to be a goalie. Right. You know? It's like, yeah, he's a bigger guy, but he's still clearly athletic.
So the tournament, though, honestly, has been chaos. It's been a weird year. But I want to say I saw a stat that said 20 lower seeds won. I mean, the first weekend was insanity. You had two seeds going out. You had one seeds going out. So now you're into the Sweet 16, which I believe starts tomorrow. And they kind of stretched it out. Maryland got a nice W against UConn.
Okay.
And then got their butts whipped on Monday in the second round.
Oh, so they're done.
They're done.
Okay. How the Huskies... Sorry, I'm going to say that every week until it's not funny.
Right, so that's going...
Oregon State still in?
Did the Beavs win? I think the Beavers are still in.
Okay.
I got to check.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. Once your bracket's dead, and I'm pretty sure I have the worst bracket in America. But once your bracket's dead and your school you like is out, it's like, I'll still watch. I'll be excited for the Final Four, but it doesn't have the same...
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what keeps you excited. It's like, oh, I still have some teams. I still have some fight in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. And trust me, if you're, I don't know, if you bet money, God bless you the past couple weeks. Because, I mean, it has been chaos in the tournament.
Is there even a chance, I don't know if they've reported on this, is there even a chance that somebody out there might have a perfect bracket still?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, it's almost impossible.
Right.
That's why everybody does it. But it started with Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I did all the odds. Like, there's no chance.
Not this year especially. It seems like there's so many upsets going
on. It's crazy. So you still have the NCAA tournament. But with that said, it is nice to have March Madness going again. And it was nice, like, on Sunday, like, watch a bunch of games and this and that. I was like, all right, cool.
And, you know, Doofers, great restaurant or a bar. It's like kind of like a dive bar, but their food's amazing. They pushed it back to April just because of the pandemic. But they've put, like, those filtering machines in their place. Like, they're doing
nice.
Yeah, they're making it so it's as COVID-friendly as possible so that you can go there and eat and feel safe. But they usually do, during March Madness, they do Burger Madness. Every day, a different burger. They make these crazy gourmet concoctions.
All right.
They're starting it in April. So.
All right, yeah, who cares? Get in.
Yeah, so just as a heads up, if you've never been to Doofers, go in April for sure. And every day is a different burger.
Doofers.
Doofers is the best.
I don't think I've ever been there.
You and I should go there sometime.
Yeah, just name alone, that sounds like a place I would have been before.
Oh, dude, such a dope spot, because it's right next to the Snow King Arena for in Renton, the ice rink that I skate at.
Huh.
So after we would play sometimes lunch hockey back in the day, a few of us would go and hit up Doofers, get some wings, burgers, and then during Burger Month, Munson and I used to go nuts. Like, we made it a point. We were purposely playing hockey in Renton at least once a week so that we could get that burger.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'll pull up while you do your My World of Sports stuff. I'll pull up their menu because I want you to hear some of these burgers.
Do you know what returns Sunday morning, Steve?
Sunday morning returning Formula One.
You're damn right!
I am?
Yes, the first race of the year.
Let's go.
I know.
What are we rooting for?
So my guy's Daniel Ricciardo.
That's right.
He left Rello, so now he's over at McLaren.
And what number is he?
He's number 3.
Okay. Oh, nice. My birthday.
Yeah. Right, so I'm excited for that. I'm going to get up early and watch the game. I'm going to annoy people. Like, are you up? Are you watching? So, but yeah, pretty excited. If you have never watched F1, if you want to get into it, the third season of F1 Drive to Survive just started on Netflix. So I'm working through. So that's following last season. It always follows the season before.
Okay.
So I've already watched the previous two seasons. I watched the races last year. So it's kind of cool now that I spent a season watching it, watching them go back and explain.
So now you can see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah.
And I mean, the worst with drama.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. Because it's just it's very political. It's all about money, this and that. But, like, my boy Ricardo last year was racing for, it looks like Renault, but I'm pretty sure they always pronounce it Renault. And it's a French team.
Yep.
Well, like, 2 weeks in, he's like, I'm not staying next year. I'm going to McLaren. But then you got to run the whole season with them. So it's just the guy that brought him over to the French team is like, my heart is broken. Like, I thought we would do this. We'd have time. He did not give us enough time.
Yeah, that is kind of awkward. Like, there you are. Like, you have to keep a relationship knowing full well that it's over once the season's done.
So one of the team principals described it as breaking up with your girlfriend, but she still lives in the house.
Yes. I've done that.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible, terrible experience.
Oh, right?
There's no... If you say it's worked for you, good on you. You have the patience of a saint. Or you're just completely oblivious. That is the most impossible thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning, I'll be fired up. It'd be good to see hear the engines roar. And mm-hmm. I think they'll have some fans and stuff. But again, 10 teams. There's two cars to a team. So there's 20 drivers. That's it. Mm-hmm. Best in the world. All out. You know, just wheel to wheel.
Get into this.
I mean, I've gotten so obsessed with F1 that I've started in the last couple of weeks. I'm like, oh, let me check on what the big boxy NASCAR guys are doing.
Ted's going full crazy.
I am.
So Doofers, this is their 17th annual Burger Month, just to give you an idea of some of the burgers. So they're going to have...
Let's see what this place looks like from the outside.
Well, it looks like a complete hole in the wall.
That's what I like.
On the inside, total dive bar feel. It's clean. It's not like anything terrible. It's just, it's nothing. It's very unassuming. The guy that's like the main chef there, he used to like cook at like some high-end places, if I remember correctly. I think his name's Jason. And he just got sick of that lifestyle. So he just decided, you know what? I'm just going to make stuff that I want to make and make it really good at a dive bar. And so every month, though, it's like the surfing, they got like a Wagyu burger, a Whiskey Saloon Wagyu burger one day, a breakfast burger one day.
All right.
A chicken blue bacon and jalapeno burger.
I'm out on that because of the blue.
Wild boar and bacon burger.
Wild boar?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Philly cheese wrap burger.
All right.
Mac and cheese burger.
Mm-hmm.
Wild mushroom and goat cheese. You're probably out on that one, huh?
Yeah, mushrooms.
Pacific Beach turkey burger.
In on that.
The Loco Moco burger.
I'm in. I don't even know what it's in.
I mean, and you just look at some of these burgers. They're just like...
Yeah, that looks legit.
Yeah, dude. The burgers are so good. It's another one. It's like a triple decker looking thing. But I remember one time I went there and I got like a halibut burger. And they're like, Steve, go look at the bar. Like, you can see the window of the bar, you know, like kind of like from behind the bar itself.
Yeah.
And he's holding a halibut fish, like freshly caught. He goes, this is going to be your lunch in a little bit. And I'm like, damn, that's fresh.
All right, let me ask you this. Is that not just a fish sandwich?
Yeah.
Right, but I like sometimes what people are like are burgers. We have chicken burgers and fish burgers. I'm like, chickens are sandwiches. Fish is sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a burger's got to be a burger.
I agree. You're right. But that was just, I just got to, that was during Burger Month. That was
no, all right, all right.
Yeah. Don't worry. I wouldn't mess with Burger Month by getting a fish sandwich. So
I would never do that.
No, that would be like sacrilege. So in the world of hockey, there's big drama going on because of a ref that's 1 foot out the door. He's about to retire. His name is Tim Peel. He's been, you know, reffing forever. And so his mic, I mean, talk about, hey, man, you got to make sure, you know, because they do the thing like the NFL does now for the last few years where they'll turn their mics on and say some stuff. It's not like this is the first year of them doing it, so you can't even chalk it up to user error in that sense. He kept his mic on while he was talking about making a penalty call on Nashville, but he was basically doing... I don't know how many other sports do this, but in hockey, it's pretty prevalent. That's why it's kind of funny. It's like he got busted for doing something that's just been kind of like a known thing anyway. Sometimes teams they'll give penalties as like a makeup call. Like like a questionable penalty, they realize, oh crap, that guy just scored on, or a questionable call in the game. Oh, he scored, but I think that was offsides. You know what? Let's take care of them. Next time there's a questionable or a chance of it being kind of a penalty, but like more often than not, you wouldn't call it. Let's call it just to make up for it.
All right.
But so he out and out, like, admitted to it on while the mic was hot.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a f***ing penalty against Nashville early in the...
And the F word went through.
Right. So who...
It's like double whammy.
Did he turn it off or did he hear himself?
I don't know. I wonder if the producers quickly turned it off.
Yeah.
But right. Now he's been fired.
I know. I saw that this morning. I was like, damn.
Yeah, where they say, nothing's more important than ensuring the integrity of our game. His conduct is in direct contradiction to the adherence that the cornerstone principle that we demand of our officials and blah, 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 blah. There's no justification for his comments, no matter the context of his intention. And the NHL will take any and all steps necessary to protect the integrity of the game. But a lot of people are just like, So he's getting fired for what pretty much all the refs do.
I was going to say, I mean, I think the makeup call is pretty much just understood in sports.
Yeah.
And usually you try not to make them too drastic.
Right.
Like, to me, I don't know. It sounded like he was just trying to even up the fouls. It was like, it was ticky-tacky. I just wanted to get one on him.
And sometimes that happens, too, where it's like, okay, this team's just constantly, they're just pushing it. They're pushing it with the hits that they're taking, the liberties that they're taking. We need to kind of give them a little bit of a wake-up call. Like, I'm going to call everything, kind of, you know, and that sometimes is also like a form of a makeup call. Like, okay, I'm going to shut you guys down for a minute.
Right. You see it all the time in basketball, right? Like, sometimes, yep. You know, and they'll go like, oh, the refs let this one get out of hand, right? Because they didn't call something.
Yeah, and I understand, like, on the flip side, some people are like, well, they should just call it as it is straight the entire time. But it's human error, and I think that that's their way of trying to make up for human error.
Yeah.
I've never really had an issue with it. Obviously, if it happens, like, I'm watching a game and a call goes against my team, I'm like, I'll definitely be like, oh, that's clearly a makeup call. I'm making up for the other, you know, and I'll be mad about it, but it's going to work. Like, then there's been times where it's like something bad happened in the Devils, and I'm like, we better get our makeup call. And when we do, I'm like, that's right. Good reffing.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I get why they have to probably, it's a bad look when someone says it on microphone, but if you're a hockey fan, I think you already knew that this was going on.
Yeah, I'm with you. None of that shocked me.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, it is, though, like, I turned the microphone off.
I know. You know he had a feel like. At least he's, like, almost done.
Yeah.
I don't know how this affects his retirement.
I was going to say, that's what sucks, because he got fired. No. Does that, like, take out his retirement and
I don't know. Oh, yeah. That would suck.
It also seemed crazy they fired him. Like, I don't know, suspend him or something, but.
It was very knee-jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they were just like, we don't need this PR. I have no idea. And I also heard that he's responsible for putting shrimp tails in Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Is that story real or not?
I think it's real.
I thought it was real. Then this morning was like, no, he's married to Topanga.
He is married to Topanga.
Right. They're like, it's not real. I'm like, it looked pretty real to me. And then I saw people are already crushing up Cinnamon Toast Crunch and putting it in like panko to like fry shrimp. Which, not going to lie, I want to try.
He even said on Twitter, he goes, I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like a former radio guy, too. He did podcasts, but he also did, he replaced Kevin and Bean in LA.
Oh,
he was part of
right.
the morning show there. Or when Bean left, I think he came in with Kevin.
What's that? LOS?
K Rock? I think it
was. Or K Rock.
Yeah, I think it was K Rock. But yeah, I don't think it was fake. I think he has a lot of free time on his hands. Like that, this is like something. But I think once he realized that it was going viral, how do you not lean into that? Like,
well, and the email back from General Mills, like, go to the cops. I like his response. He's like, I gotta walk into a police station. Like, right, that is
like
not
a smoking gun.
That is not for the cops.
And then the other thing was like, we'll send someone to you, but you need to be home between like 12 and 3. He's like, you're giving me a 3-hour window that I have to stay home so you can come get this shrimp tail? Because he didn't want to mail it to them. Because he didn't want to them to then bury it and say, oh yeah, it was just sugar.
Right. Also, you're General Mills. Like, just you could have just sent him a bunch of free stuff or whatever. Like, no problem.
Right. Our bad. We screwed up. Like, we have no idea how that happened.
All right. Did you hear the other cereal news this morning?
What's the other cereal news?
Grape Nuts is back. I had the same reaction. I was like, wait, oh, they stopped making grape nuts?
I didn't know they were gone.
I know.
Who gets Grape Nuts?
I just, it was trending, and I was like,
not us young fellas that like rice cakes.
Yeah, Jesus, right? What are we, 10 years away from the Grape Nuts? No, seriously, they're really good. You ever had them warm?
I mean, Grape Nuts seems like a cereal that my parents would make me have, and I would like grab the sugar and just dump sugar into the cereal, just trying to make it tastier.
Yeah. It's like when you're a kid and you have cornflakes because you didn't have Frosted Flakes. Like, where's the sugar container?
What would you go to?
As a kid?
Kid, adult, mine's the same.
I mean, I still love, well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is great.
Yeah.
But that's like another level good. But man, I don't know. It's tough. As an adult, this sounds sad, but my favorite. No, Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh, 2 scoops of raisin.
Yes. And it's got the little clusters of the granola in there.
Yeah.
Sadly, I found out there is no health redeeming at all to it. Somebody was like, you might as well just eat the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was like, you're right, but I really like the Raisin Bran Crunch. And Honey Nut Cheerios, I feel like you can never go wrong with.
See, I'm Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks?
All the time.
All right.
I love Apple Jacks, even without milk. Like, I can just have like those little sample boxes.
Yeah.
And just eat it like a snack.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's the way I am with Honey Nut Cheerios.
The one I think is overrated is the Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. I mean, look, the last few times I had Fruity Pebbles, it was inedible.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, Fruity Pebbles never did it for me.
Especially when they're in milk. They get soggy. Yeah. Wait, some people like soggy cereal.
Yeah. I don't know. It's that mid-range. Like, you don't want the Raisin Bran soggy at the bottom, but you don't want it hard at the top. There's that mid-range where it's getting a little more textile.
Now I'm hungry for some.
I was going to say, obviously, I'm a little hungry.
All right, we got to get out of here. You got work to do. Yeah. Got to go home and continue my routine of life.
Yep. Yeah. We'll be back next week.
I think.
On Someday.
Yeah, we might be doing a Thursday podcast.
Correct.
We're not positive.
Right.
But if it doesn't show up on Wednesday, there's a very good chance it'll show up on Thursday. If it doesn't show up on Thursday, there's a very good chance it'll show up the following Wednesday.
Correct. Actually, no. There definitely won't be the one that Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nah, we just got a couple days off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Screw this podcast. Follow us on Twitter, though.
Yeah, and please keep listening.
The Twitter page that neither one of us check. Oh, I check it like once every 4 months, and then I like everyone's tweets.
I just like when I see people tag it, I like it.
Yep. It's at the Megacast, and yeah, this was fun.
Yeah. Come on, Daniel. Let's get it, Ricardo. By the way, 7:55 a.m. start on ESPN2, if there's any F1 fans out there.
And follow Ted on Twitter, at DTedSmith. I'm sure you'll be live tweeting it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? I'll make sure to tweet that out. Anybody up for the race?
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll be up, but I don't know if I'll be watching the race.
Put it on the background.
I'll probably be live tweeting on Masha and the Bear. Or Mighty Mike, depends on him.
Watch Steve and Ted go back and forth. And watch Ted get loose as he drinks AM beers.
Bro, I do have an issue with Masha and the Bear, though. They show the same episodes way too often.
Ooh.
And they show Christmas episodes.
All right.
It's March 24th.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, let's pump the brakes on the Christmas ones. Like, we can put those away until, like, you know, November.
But the problem is, like, Tatum doesn't care, right? She just wants to watch the show.
We've watched some of these episodes 6 times.
Right. That's the issue, is that you watch the same thing over and over.
Yeah. The kids don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, it's prepping us as parents, though, because that's what kids like to do, watch the same shows over and over and over. So we might as well get worked into this. All right. We got to go.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Maybe?
I don't know.
Are we leaving?
We're starting over.